The sky is being poisoned with nuclear fallout. The world's ozone layer is diminishing. The seas are polluted. No economic model provides the means for understanding how both economic growth and ecological sustainability might be possible, said Marilyn Waring in 1986. And I haven't heard anything from her since. I know she's still out there. I know she's an academic. I wonder about you guys in academia. I'm sorry. It's a puzzle to me. You know, I'm tempted to just say, you guys take the money and run, because the true exit out of this mess could not be more clear once you've done the analysis. I mean, that's all. I mean, I know you got great papers and such, but still, you guys are paid to do the analysis. So what's up? Why is this so hard to let go of this sense of oneself as this special class of thinkers? I mean, do you have to really spend some years working with your hands out, working with your brothers and sisters to get that we all think? Is it really that much of a leap of faith? And that it is our right to use all of our gifts, all of them, and that the wage work system doesn't allow it. And yet none of you guys are going to talk about that. It's a mystery. So this is the state of affairs the punditry seems set on preserving. And now, on top of all this, we're facing imminent ocean death. Are you motivated yet? How bad does it have to get? When will we accept that the global interstate system and the world market are actually not set up to improve our conditions of life, but actually to worsen them? That this worsening is what is happening is indisputable. The only question is intent. And I put to you that question is irrelevant. Whether with intent or no, it's time for both of these structures to go, and for we the people to assume our much deserved and much too long delayed place as stewards of our own lives and the earth. And I'm starting to get a headache because this dude who I am convinced is trying to undermine this show came in and painted. I asked him, what time did you get here? He says 6:30. And this isn't the first time either he or his emissaries have come here first thing Sunday morning when most folks are not, that is not on their minds to get out of the bed even, you know? You know, first he sends, you know, a poor brother to interrupt the show. Then he sends a very confused guy who chain smokes and brings his dog. And this is a man who knows I have lung issues. And so today, here he is, bright and early, filling this place full of fumes. And I'm sorry. If something is, we have to start acknowledging that these people exist. You know, and I don't believe anybody's malevolent, but I do believe in the pressure of necessity in each of our lives. And that in the absence of some good luck, like people in your lives with heart who modeled something different, it's real hard to keep your eyes on the true prize, to even know that there's a prize other than those rising sums in your bank account. All to say, I'm getting a headache already, and I don't believe that that's by accident. I believe there's intent there. But he's a really good actor, and I'm sure my co-pirates will have difficulty believing that he's acting, but I've been doing this gig for a year and a half now, and I've sort of come to some certainty around it. Nonetheless, we embrace all our brothers and sisters with love, and it does not matter if people are bought. What matters is that we know what we want. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And that those of us who are of good heart come together and stay razor sharp focused on that goal, on that goal. How do we get there? And with each other's help, the diversions don't matter because we know they're diversions. Like we said earlier, if you see how the magician's trick is done, it can't work on you anymore. In theory, as my head starts pounding and I'm trying real hard to hang on to my equanimity here. Not equanimity, I have that. It's more the sense of humor of it all is a real important mindset, not mindset, a quality to just send appreciation to the earth for. There's a great quote from Christopher Fry. I wish I had the book with me that I'd read about just the sheer magic of laughter. Great play. Ladies Not for Burning.